we get rolling. First, I want to do a couple announcements. Next week, it's not next week, is it next week? It is next week. Next weekend, we have some visitors from Clio coming up. And they will be in the house on Sunday, but on Saturday we are doing a barbecue out at John and Lori's. I think there's a slide for it. All are welcome, correct?
Yeah.
Correct? Okay.
We don't know what time yet.
We don't know what time yet. Do can you just guesstimate? You want to?
2-3 o'clock.
Okay, but we're gonna wait until they get there to eat, right?
Yes.
Okay. So the Clio folks are coming up on. Okay, that's fine. So the Clio folks are coming up, and they want to do a color tour. And so we don't, because we don't know how long that color tour that they're going on is going to be. I'm sorry, I got three different devices that I'm preaching off of today as I'm getting everything set up. So, sorry, the Clio folks are coming up, and they're doing a color tour next Saturday. So we don't know exactly what time they're going to be done, so we'll just plan dinner for 5:30. Out at John and Lori's. If you need directions, grab John and Lori. All are invited. It will be a good time. So that is number one. Number two, we have a work day scheduled for October 26th, I believe. Correct me if I'm wrong. October 26th. So all hands on deck, please, as we prep the house for winter and clean up daycare leftovers. And then also on the 26th, we will be at GT Hop at 1 o'clock. So I want to invite you all to come. It is always a good time. God always shows up. Amen? All right. So Apostle and Prophet were actually supposed to be gone today. They were supposed to be down in Florida, but they the Spirit had other plans. But they had already tagged me to preach, and Apostle said, you just handle it. So I'm handling today. thanks, John. before I get into that, though, I just want to say, really from the bottom of Jess and our hearts, we just so appreciate this church, and we appreciate you guys. You treat us like family. And this has been, thank you, and this has been just an absolute journey these past four, well, really, I mean, with the daycare, it's been the last 5 years, but really with me not working for, since, you know, June. So I just thank you so much for supporting us. Thank you so much. We know that times are hard for everybody. It's not just us, but we so, so greatly appreciate what you guys have done for us. So thank you, number one. That said, let's move into, if you would, we're going to be in two places today. We're going to be in Luke chapter 17, 31 through 33. And then we are going to be in Genesis 19, 17 through 26. And if I do this right, everything should tie in. I was doing prayer time on Monday, and I just had that verse where Jesus says, remember Lot's wife, and that was just burning in my soul on Monday night. So this is where that comes from. This is Luke 17, and it says, and this is Jesus talking, he says, in that day, he who is on the housetop and his goods are in the house, let him not come down to take them away. And likewise, the one who is in the field, let him not turn back. Remember Lot's wife. Whoever seeks to save his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life will preserve it. Remember Lot's wife. So if Jesus is bringing up a story from the Old Testament, it's probably significant. Amen? Okay. So I wanted a refresher, so I went back to Genesis. So let's read that real quick. So this comes out of Genesis 19. Now this is a little bit, there's a lot here. So I might just read it, Elizabeth, off of mine. You got New King James. That's what you got? Okay. Okay, so it came to pass when they had brought them outside. Well, let me start this again. So what is the story? What is the story of Lot before we get in here? You guys all know it? One righteous dude in the city of Sodom, right? And the Lord sends a couple of angels down there. He's planning on destroying the city, right? But these angels, they meet Lot. Lot kind of protects them because there's a mob of people that want to do some not good things to these. They call them men, but they are angels. You guys remember the story? You with me? I like it when you talk to me. Okay? So, Lot kind of protects these men, right? He saves them from the mob. And then what happens is the angels say, hey, you know, we're going to destroy this place, but we're going to get you out. We're going to get you. You got any family members? You got anybody that's with you? Now is the time. Okay? And that's where this picks up. So it says, so it came to pass when they had brought them outside, they said, escape for your life. So this is the angels talking to Lot and his family. Escape for your life. Do not look behind you nor stay anywhere in the plains. Escape to the mountains lest you be destroyed. Are you with me? Then Lot said, please, no, my lords, indeed, now your servant has found favor in your sight, and you have increased your mercy, which you have shown me by saving my life. But I cannot escape to the mountains lest some evil overtake me and die. See now, this city is near enough to flee to, and it is a little one. Please let me escape there, and my soul shall live. And he said to them, see, I have favored you. So this is the angel talking back. See, I have favored you concerning this thing also, in that I will not overthrow the city that he is running to, for which you have spoken. Hurry and escape there, for I cannot do anything until you arrive there. Therefore, the name of the city was called Zorah, if I'm saying that correctly. The sun had risen upon the earth when Lot entered Zorah. Then the Lord rained brimstone and fire on Sodom and Gomorrah from the Lord out of the heavens. So he, capital H, meaning God, overthrew those cities, all the plain, all the inhabitants of the cities, and what grew on the ground. But his wife looked back behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. Now, if you've taken Prophet's Bible basic class, you know that she actually has pictures of these pillars of salt. Yes? Some of you have seen it? So we know that this event happened. So my question to you, man, there's a lot in here. But my question to you primarily is, why did she look back? Why did she look back? Could be. Could be she didn't trust. Was her only home. Could be. Could be. What's wrong with that this morning? Why did she look back? She valued her old life. Curiosity. Good. Disobedience. Because she thought maybe she knew better. Okay, good. Good. Why did she look back? We don't know. I mean, normally, when I read this, and I'm going to give you the Joel Hurd version, okay? A lot of times when you read this story, Lot and his wife are fleeing across, right? They're fleeing across the plain, and she stops and she looks back, right? Now, granted, based on how that reads, it says, but his wife looked behind him. So we don't know exactly when she did this. However, if you look a little earlier in the verse, the angel says, I can do nothing until you arrive. So in my head, okay, because it comes late, and granted, this is just the Joel horde, okay? So take it with a grain of salt. But in my head, there's a pun there. But in my head, if the angel says, I can't do anything, so Lot gets to the city, the fire starts to fall, and then she looks back. Now explain to me why, once she is through a trauma, and this is a trauma, I mean, think about it. Put yourselves in their place for a second. Everything that you know, you have to leave behind that fast. Right? It wasn't like the angel said, get all your stuff, say goodbye, get your pets, pack up nicely, go. That's not what he said. It was now. Just like Jesus says in Luke, he says, will you pull that verse back up, please? So in Luke, come on, yes, all right. So in Luke, in that day, who is on the housetop and his goods are on the house, let him not come down and take them away. It's not pack up. It's not grab everything that you need. It's go now. Do what I'm telling you to do now. Are you with me? So why did she look back? Why do you look back at your traumas? Why do you marinate on things that have happened to you in the past? Whether it's God ordained, right? Because God allows stuff to happen to us. Whether it's self-inflicted, whether it's somebody else doing something to us, or if it's Satan meddling. Why do you spend time marinating on past trauma? Why do we allow past trauma to influence relationships, family, how we come to God, how we interact with each other? Why do you look back? Because I'm going to tell you, and this is just me again, but when you're standing before the throne someday and you say you got a list of done me wrongs by anybody and everybody, God's not going to care. He's going to say, why didn't you turn to me? He's going to say, why didn't you leave that behind? I have life. I have hope. I have purpose. I have calling for you. Well, Joel, you don't know. You don't understand what I've been through. Yep, I don't know. I don't know what everybody's going through. But I can tell you, we are all struggling with something. I mean, for goodness sakes, this summer, if nothing else, I told Mike this last week. I said, if nothing else, if me losing my job, like I have done, I got to tell you guys, I have done more fasting and praying in the last 4 months than I think I have in my life. And that's not a boast, because I should have been doing it all along, okay? That's a, I don't know what to do. There's only one person that does. I got to get close. Right? Now, that doesn't mean that I'm still not struggling with stuff. You know, every time I go to apply for a job, it's, you get the voices. I get one of two voices now. I got them narrowed down. It's either self-worth, you know, nobody loves me, blah, 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 I'm not good enough, blah, 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 or it's anger, right? They did this to me. Why did they do this to me? I can't believe it. I didn't deserve it. Bah, 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 bah. Self-talk. And if I dwell on either of those voices, guess what happens? Nothing good. Nothing good for my wife. Nothing good for my kids. Nothing good for me spiritually. Are you with me? So why do you look back? Why do you look back? Yes.
Mm. That is not submission.
Not submission. I wasn't going to do this, but I think I'm going to. And otherwise, I'm going to hold up a picture. So I wanted this really cool example. It's a long story short. But has anybody ever heard of a water bear? I wasn't going to do this. Otherwise, I would have sent this picture to Elizabeth. Have you guys ever heard of this thing? You guys ever seen this thing before? Okay. It's called a water bear. It is a little microorganism that lives in water, eats algae. Okay. It's only about 1,000 cells. Like, we are trillions of cells. It is only about 1,000 cells. You guys ever seen this thing, heard of this thing before? I'll walk over there so you guys can see it. It's a pretty interesting little animal. Water bears have, when they experience trauma, okay, what they do is they shoot all of the water out of their bodies, okay, and I could preach on that for a minute. They shoot all the waters out of their bodies, and their cells become hard. Titus, will you come here for a minute? Just come here. Come here. Come here. Come here. Just lay down across the stage for a minute. Okay, so if the water bear is normally like this, as soon as it experiences trauma, it shoots all the water out of its body. You want to do something with your arms? Shoots all the water out of its body, and it curls up into a little ball. Best you can, bud. Don't fall off. There you go. It curls up into a ball, and its skin becomes like a hard shell. Okay? Fascinating little animal. Yeah, kind of. But the thing is it can stay in this state for up to 30 years. They've put them in deep space, brought them back. They've taken all the oxygen away. I mean, you name it, they have done it. And the amount of tax dollars that have gone to it, I don't know. But, okay? The point is, lots of times when we experience trauma, that's exactly what we do. We curl up emotionally, psychologically, spiritually. And we will stay in that state for years because we're holding on. We're still in the environment of the trauma. We're reliving it. Are you with me? Why do you look back? I said this earlier, and I'm going to say it again. God's presence is the key to comfort. You have got to chase him down. And I'm telling you, Titus, you're good. Thank you, buddy. And I'm telling you that as you chase him down, there are going to be things that come to light that have nothing to do with the circumstance that you are in, but it's important for you to deal with it. Okay? Maybe 3 weeks, 4 weeks ago. Okay? Now, I graduated high school 20 years ago. Okay? And I'm laying up here with Jess one night. We're doing prayer time. And all of a sudden, I get this overwhelming urge that I have got to message an old girlfriend and I have to ask forgiveness. Now, why was that important? I don't know. I don't know what's going on with her anymore, but I know he's working on something in me. Has nothing to do with the fact that I'm missing a job, right? But he's revealing things, and I have to follow because I know if I don't follow, I'm going to stay in roly-poly mode. Are you with me? I want to do this, and this is going to be probably impossible. This is going to be rapid fire, so don't take notes. I just want you guys to listen because I found a whole bunch of scriptures on God's presence, and I just want to read them to you real quick. In James, it says what? Draw near to... I'm going to ask you guys, don't worry about taking notes. You want to close your eyes, you can. I'm going to just read these rapid fire to you because I just want them to permeate your spirit. If we are presence, God's presence is the key to comfort. That's what we need to remember. Amen. Psalms 139 says, "Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there." Joshua 1 says, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." Matthew 28 says, "Am I surely with you always to the very end of the age?" Isaiah 41 says, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Psalms 46 says, "God is our refuge and our strength, our ever-present help in trouble." Zephaniah 3, "The Lord your God is with you, the mighty warrior who saves. He will take great delight in you. In his love, he will no longer rebuke you, but will rejoice over you with singing." Exodus 33, "The Lord replied, my presence will go with you and I will give you rest." Psalm 16, "You make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand." Hebrews 13 says, "Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you." Psalms 23, come on, you guys know this one. "Even though I walk through the valley of death, I will fear no evil, for you are your rod and thy staff, they..." Isaiah 43 says, "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze." Do I need to go on? You guys get the point? God's presence is the key to comfort. And I'm telling you, I have the worship team come back up. But I'm telling you, we are moving in this house to a place where it is not okay to allow past traumas, hurts, poor decisions to influence where and what God has for you to do. Okay? And if you guys have things, and I don't care if it's behavioral, if you've got stuff that is holding you down, wearing you out, it has got to go. It has got to go. We don't have time. We don't have time. I mean, God is trying to unfold something new and unique in this building, and we need to all be on the same page moving forward. So I want you guys to spend some time with it. We'll open the altars up. But I want you to spend some time with what and why are you looking back? Start with those, and let's move forward. Amen? Guys, will you do something? Has to break, please.